Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Welcome to Mac Break. I'm Leo Laporte, and we're going to continue our seminar on digital filmmaking. I feel like that's what it is. Kwesi Collison is here. He's the producer of a brand new movie in theaters now called Conversations with Other Women. It is starring Helena Bonham Carter, Aaron Eckhart. Looks like an incredible movie. I apologize. I haven't seen it yet, but it's in limited release.
Yes. Directed by Hans Canosa and written by Gabriela Zevin.
We've got to give credit to them.
Yes.
Really interesting.
Amazing script.
And now Kwesi's a producer, but he also is a technical whiz. And one of the things that's unique about this movie is it's split screen almost the whole time.
That's right. Yeah. From the beginning of the movie almost until the very, very end.
Wow.
I don't want to spoil it too much.
Right.
Yeah. And we refer to it as dual frame because, you know, a lot of times, you know, you have this idea that split
screen. It's not Bye Bye Birdie with the girl on the phone.
Doris Day or that kind of thing. But it, and it helped add to the story.
Rock Hudson, Doris Day. No, in fact, the story is about a couple that has split and then meets years later at a wedding. So it's a split couple coming together. So it fits the movie perfectly.
Yeah. It helps to tell the story, definitely.
And it's a really interesting technique. Now, of course, shot digitally, you shot it with the FX900 Cine Alta cameras.
That's right, the F900, it's 422 and 8-bit.
Yep. Okay.
Cine Alta.
And you edited it in Final Cut on the Mac, and a lot of After Effects also. In fact, you're going to show us how you added extras, composed a scene out of a variety of different parts. Let's see the scene, and you can explain what you needed to do here. I guess you came back later to shoot, and you didn't have the set.
Yeah, we didn't have the ballroom scene, which is the opening, and there's quite a bit of coverage in that room. But we didn't have it available like 4 months later that we needed to do the supplemental shoot. So, but let's take a look at it.
This is how you faked it. So this is, and you're going to see on the left the young couple years earlier walking through. That's him and her kissing, and there's extras dancing around them. Okay, now we've got a. That scene is all fake.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
The actors are real, the extras are real, but they've never been in the same room together.
That's right.
In fact, they're not in the same room that they look like they're in. They're not in the ballroom. Are they?
We just actually, it was like an old warehouse that we ended up setting up
a green screen
and behind them and shooting them.
Wow.
So, So this is it. Let's take a look at the After Effects comp.
This is where you put the pieces together.
Right.
Show us the pieces.
Okay. So this is more or less, I mean, it's on the right side in this case, but this is more or less what the shot looks like. And if you just take away these little...
These are the elements that you added in After Effects. That's the masks.
So
now we can see. So you shot 16:9 and everything and just took half the screen.
That's right. That's right. We had lots of room to play. We, in some cases, the camera operator or whoever didn't have a proper pan or a move or it was just still. And we could actually fake a pan.
Because you have a whole lot more real estate.
Yeah, lots of room on either side. So
wow.
There are hundreds of those.
How would you do that? In After Effects, would you do that?
Actually, those keyframes were created in Final Cut Pro.
You can do that in Final Cut.
Yeah, okay. It worked out pretty well. In After Effects, I guess, would have been overkill for it. But in this case, you're looking at a shot, which is a bunch of extras and the young version of Helena.
You've taken their legs out. We didn't need them.
That's
right. We've taken out some extras. We didn't need them.
They came that way, actually. No. This is a young version of Helena Bonham Carter and Aaron Eckhart, Eric Idem and Nora Zehetner. And we needed – they represent the younger versions of the leads. And actually, you know, the way the story works is that they're there in the ballroom together. But let's take a look at
You don't even have the ballroom, frankly.
Yeah.
That's even a green screen. So did you started with a still image of the background of the ballroom?
That's right. We took what we found as the cleanest plate possible – from one of the just shots that we did in early in December.
Now, did you do that on purpose, get some empty shots, or was that just fortuitous?
Yeah, you really should get clean plates whenever you can. I mean,
because you never know when you're going to need that, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
For compositing, getting rid of things, and in this case, if you don't have a location later on.
You can fake the location.
So, and actually, we do have three people here that aren't really supposed to be in the shot, but it doesn't matter because we're only using half of the screen.
Right.
And we just created a still from it, and this is a grab from the original HD plate. Then we shot the extras against green screen, like the young version of Helena and Aaron. And if you can see here,
you're using, how are you matting this? Is it Primat?
Yeah.
And key light?
Sometimes Primat. They're fickle in a way. You have to kind of work with them, and sometimes one works, the other does.
You've already screened out the black, but wait a minute, they're sideways. Shot it sideways?
What we kind of did is try to maximize the resolution as much as possible on these shots, and it's sort of a faking a way of increasing resolution. But in other words, if you turn this on its side so that it was proper, you're kind of doubling the height resolution. And these people are just dancing in place, so there's not a lot of movement right to left, left to right. So it was okay. So it was kind of like, you know, let's just go ahead and maximize the size as much as we can, because we don't know how small or how big those elements are going to be in the frame.
Ah, so that way they can be more foreground or more background,
exactly,
depending how you need them,
exactly,
and you've got enough resolution that they could be in the foreground.
Yeah,
got it.
Yeah. So this is a case of the shot with the garbage mat at the bottom.
Because you're not going to need the legs.
That's
going to be cut off.
And
cut out the green.
Let's go ahead and just show these couple here.
There they are.
And you know, here we have the eye selector, and there's all kinds of little tweaking that you can do to try to get rid of the edge of spill and those kind of things. And then and you just kind of stack them up. Now, I actually had the DP come in with me, the director of photography, Steve Yedlin, and he sat down with me, and we kind of played around with the position of these extras, how large they were in the frame and how tall they were.
It really is composition.
It really is. Yeah. And you have to have a clear understanding of optics to know what makes sense visually.
Right. So that they're not too big for where they are in the frame and so forth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and turn the rest of these
video layers on.
So there they are.
Here we go.
Again,
this is all shot separately.
All shot separately, separate elements, and then each couple was shot separately,
right.
And then we just sort of layered them on top.
That's,
and as you can see,
so
this couple that I just turned on is it's quite large in the frame, and yet they're higher up as well, so it just makes sense visually.
Right.
How do you
color match all of this? Is it difficult?
It is difficult. It's a back and forth. Ultimately, you really want to try to get as flat an image as possible when you're doing the effects work in After Effects, when you're in Final Cut Pro, so that in this case, we exported the reel by reel out of Final Cut Pro, a TIFF sequence, uncompressed, brought that
each frame,
24 frames a second, so it's thousands of frames.
24 TIFFs a second.
And we brought that on a FireWire 800 drive into our color correct facility, and we...
So she doesn't correct individual parts of the frame. She does the whole frame.
Right. She does the whole frame. You want
to try to... corrector, I'm talking about.
The color correction artist, yeah. You try to get everything as close together as possible as far as the color space, the contrast, brightness, saturation, all that stuff.
And again, she'll shade it.
To make it so that you're not painting yourself in a corner in the final color correct, and we did a DaVinci color correct, you want to make all that as flat as possible and as even as possible.
Got it.
So that we can make it contrasty lessen the contrast.
Frame by frame.
Frame by frame.
And then you're going to pull this composite into Final Cut, where you can actually use it as part of your edit.
Yeah, and it's as simple as rendering it out at the, in this case, uncompressed HD Apple's codec, and it was rendered at 8-bit.
Do you do film transfer once you've got the whole film done onto film? Or
yeah, again, we went back I think 4 or 5 months of R&D doing tests, like figuring out what makes sense, and then goes back to the camera settings.
Right.
But we ended up burning to film using the Arri laser after we did all of our color correction.
And it looks like it's shot on film.
Yeah,
I mean,
it really
you
does.
Can't tell the difference.
I mean, we had color correction artists come in as guests working on other really big studio movies at the facility,
and
they were like,
"Let's see how they do
this." I really couldn't believe that was shot on HD. That wasn't our goal. You know, you don't ever try to fight that. That's not really the goal. But to make it look beautiful is the goal.
Right.
And it looks beautiful.
It does indeed. And I can't wait to see the film. Conversations with Other Women. It's coming to a theater soon near you. At least it will if Kwesi has anything to do with it. Kwesi Collison is the producer. And if you want to know more, is there somewhere they can go to see more of your work?
ConversationsTheMovie.com, actually. I think
great.
They can get information about... we're releasing slowly across the United States and Canada. And
where to see the film.
That's right.
Yeah.
And across the world, too.
And Apple, on their website, apple.com, has an interview with the director, with Hans, and kind of a seminar that you
did. That's right. We did a world premiere
at
Telluride Film Festival last September, a year ago. And they interviewed us, and we showed our demonstration. And we had over 117 visual effects shots in the movie.
Wow.
And hopefully most of them are seamless. You're not supposed to know they're there. And and if you go to Apple's website, you can probably dig it up.
Find all sorts of information about this. Apple's pretty happy, as you might imagine, with what they've done with all Mac and
we
off-the-shelf software. And you were happy. And I know you will be if you see the movie. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate
it,
Chrissy. Thank you for watching. I'm Leo Laporte. This is Mac Break.